Returning to our discussion of yesterday, perhaps just looking to offer some concluding thoughts with regard to the Isser of Hotzas Peros Shvius from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, the Isser to export Peros Shvius from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, and the obvious relevant Shaila with regard to Esrogim of Shemitah being sold and purchased here, Sukkos after Shemitah. So we mentioned yesterday, Machlokas Hashonim, Rambam, and the Rash, what is the Isser of exporting Peros Shvius based on? According to the Rambam, it's due to concerns that it might bring to the wasting of or the loss of Peros Shvius, Gram Hefzeh Peros Shvius. But according to the Rash, in Mesechta Shvius, the reason for the Isser of Hotzas Peros Shvius, the Rash seems to indicate, is because of the requirement to do Biur Peros Shvius Dafka in Eretz Yisrael, to be Mafka the Peros Shvius Dafka in Eretz Yisrael at the right time for the residents of Eretz Yisrael to eat the Peros Shvius in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore the Rash says in Perek Vav Mishnah Hey, that's what is the basis for the Isser of exporting Peros Shvius to Chutz La'aretz, because you'll be unable to do Biur Shvius in Eretz Yisrael. And the Rash then writes that this Mishnah seems to be, according to the opinion in Psachim Daf Nun Beis, Gemara mentioned yesterday, where there's a Machlokas Tanoim. Nun Beis, Amun Beis, in Psachim, there's a Machlokas Tanoim with regard to Peros Shvius that were taken from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. Can you do Biur Peros Shvius where they are in Chutz La'aretz, or do you have to take them back to Eretz Yisrael for Biur? So Rash says, it seems this Stam Mishnah, which says you can't export Peros Shvius to Chutz La'aretz, holds like that opinion in Psachim Nun Beis that says that if you do export them, you've got to bring them back. That's the Rash's initial assumption. Now that already is perhaps basis for a Makom L'Hakel, because we pass in the Lach L'Maisa that Peros Shvius that were exported to Chutz La'aretz, Biur is done in Chutz La'aretz. No need to bring them back. So if one assumes like the Rash's initial assumption, that the Isser of Hotzas Peros Shvius is only if you hold there's a chiv to bring them back for Biur, but we paskin that there's no chiv to bring them back. You can do Biur in Chutz La'aretz. That might be a makom lahakel, contemporary poskim write, to suggest that maybe there is no Isser according to this assumption of the Rash, halacha lemaisa, of Hotzas Peros Shvius to Chutz La'aretz. At least according to that approach of the Rash. That's one, perhaps, potential svara lahakel. Another svar, which we mentioned at the end of yesterday's shir, but I see now that Rav Zev Weitman in his sefer, Shemitah Mamlachtit, quotes this, B'Shem Rav Moshe Feinstein as well. We mentioned yesterday the Tosfos in Psachim asking, how could Rav Safra take wine of Shvius from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz? So one Teretz in Tosfos says, it was a mistake. He didn't realize he was carrying Shemitah wine with him on his way out of Eretz Yisrael. The other Teretz of Tosfos says that the only Isser of Hotzas Peros Shvius is if you're taking it with you, La'achila. But if you're taking it with you, la'schora, to do business with it, that's permissible, says Tosfos. So if Moshe Weitman quotes, writes with regard to Esrogim being exported to Chutz La'aretz, that according to that Teretz and Tosfos, the only Isser of Hotzas Peros Shvius is when you're taking it out to eat it. But if you're taking it out for purposes of schora, it's permissible. So that Reb Moshe uses as a svar lahakel. And again, that same story we mentioned a moment ago, that according to one mahalach in the Rash, since we paskin that one can do beer on Peros Shvius, even if they're taken in Chutz La'aretz, you can do beer on Chutz La'aretz. So according to that approach also, there would be perhaps no Isser of Hotzas Peros Shvius altogether. So Moshe Feinstein cites both of those svaras as makom lahakel with regard to exporting Peros Shvius from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. Another svar lahakel that the poskim quotes, again, assuming like the Rash, the Isser of Hotzas Peros Shvius is all because one has a chiv to do beer on those Peros Shvius in Eretz Yisrael. So perhaps then one might argue that if I plan on either consuming the Peros Shvius that I'm exporting before the Zman beer, or if I have already fulfilled beer in Eretz Yisrael, now I'm taking them to Chutz La'aretz after the Zman beer, maybe again there's Makom Lahakel there in those instances, that there should not be an Isser of Hotzas Peros Shvius. Again, if you assume the Isser of exporting Peros Shvius is only because you need to do beer Shvius in Eretz Yisrael, so if I'm going to take them out to Chutz La'aretz and consume them and finish them up before the Chi of beer, then there shouldn't be any Isser of Hotzas Peros Shvius. Or in the reverse, if I've already done beer in Eretz Yisrael, then again, maybe the Isser should no longer be relevant to export those peres shvias to chutzlarts. That's the Ritbaz. The Ritbaz writes that once bir has been performed in Eretz Yisrael, there's no longer any iser of hotzas peres shvias to chutzlarts. Now, if one wants to, and this is not a recommendation, but if one is relying upon what Rav Kook in his Tshuvas Mishpat Kohen refers to as haheter hayadua, the known heter, which Rav Kook himself did not think was ideal, but it was invoked long before Rav Kook. He simply maintained what had been already an established minhag before his time, what is known as the heter mechira, which again was acknowledged by all, even those who approved of it as a shas hadchak heter, a heter in which one sells his field to a non-Jew before Shemitah, and the assumption being that when it's owned by a non-Jew, then there no longer is any kedushas shvias on the fruit produced by that non-Jew in his field. So if one were to be somech on that heter, so if Cook writes, then those who follow that heter, there's no kedusha shvias, and then there would not be an issur of hotzas peres shvias from such produce. Again, if Cook is not recommending it, this is a tshuva that he writes in Mishpat Kohen in 1924, and he says those who have sold their fields to a non-Jew, noagim api heter hayadua, that the machira's mafkas, it removes the kedusha shvias, that there would not be an issur on those peres according to that approach of hotzas peres shvias to chutzlarts. That's another avenue of approach if you are relying on that heter mechira. Of interest is the Shuvah in the Netziv, in his Meshiv Davar. The Netziv, who was well known as an opponent of that heter ha-mechira back in the 1880s when it was first proposed, the Netziv writes in the Shuvah at the very end of his Meshiv Davar, Chelek Beis, a tshuva that he writes, it seems, to New York with regard to the Mischar HaEsrogim in this year that come from Eretz Yisrael. He says, Ein Daiti Nocha Klal, not happy about it at all, he says. He says, according to the Rambam, that the dinim of Shemitah, even Bizman Hazeh, are de'oraisa, and ownership of a non-Jew does not in any way undermine the kedushas shvius of land in Eretz Yisrael. Since Ziv writes, it's also to export those esrogim to chutzlaretz. It's also to do schor with them, because you can't pay and give money for peiros shvius to someone who's not going to properly observe the dinim of kedushas shvius with the money that he receives. Since Ziv writes what he did, he says when where he was living in Volozhin, when they had already exported the esrogim, so then he arranged to purchase one, being careful to avoid the Isser Schora, as we described a few shiurim ago, by only initially receiving the Esrog on credit, agreeing to pay for it after Sukkos was over. He says he first, immediately after Sukkos, ate the Esrog, Bikdusha Shvius, only then he paid for the Esrog, such that the money was no longer subject to Kedushas Shvius. And that was what he did to avoid any concerns of schora with peros shvius. But he says that his psak is that one should not export them or do schora with them because of the concerns of this isser of hotzas shvius, hotzas peros shvius to chutzlaretz. So that was Netziv's approach. But again, we mentioned Moshe's heterim based on the two svaras, one of Tosfos, that if it's being exported for schora, there's no isser schora, and also based on perhaps the assumption that since we paskin that beer on Peres Shvius can be done even in Chutzlaretz, if it was already exported, that means that according to one approach in the Rash, there is no Isra of Hotzas Peres Shvius L'chatchila altogether.